Well, won't you take a seat? Okay. You don't mind if I do, Perk of being on my own premises. Let's see. Wednesday. Wednesday morning, timesheet, annual review, divisional meeting. Wednesday afternoon, family gathering. You're not family, are you? Nobody's distant cousin? Didn't think so. Yet, you want to join a family firm. You're interested. So interested that you've come to see me at this hour, at 7 o'clock after a day at work. After I'd done my timesheet, had my annual review, been to a divisional meeting, and spent the afternoon at a family gathering. Yes. Very interested. Remarkable. You're not a psychologist, are you, in disguise? You smile. And you can smile with your eyes open. Marvellous trick, that. Never mastered it myself. In photographs, I always look grim, or my eyes are shut, and my smile looks like the smile of a man elsewhere, dreaming happily of something else. Dreaming of something past and distant. But if you were a psychologist, this would be a marvellous place to study man in a peculiar environment. I believe there are some psychologists who specialise in the survivors of motorway accidents, and others who are devoted to train crashes. Yes, for some psychologists, train crashes are just the thing. So, some other psychologists should, it seems to me, be spending their time on family firms. Because in a family firm, you're either family or not family. And both positions are unbearable. Yet, I've borne it all my life, for with a family firm, the family becomes a firm and the firm becomes a family. Everything is distorted and vicious. Childhood slights are repaid at every meeting. Yet, you're not a psychologist and not family. Marvellous. Remarkable. Perhaps even more remarkable than marvellous. Yes? You agree. And you want a job. A piece of work. A contract. Well, do you believe that man has free will, that he can decide one way or the other, that he can weigh up the pros and the cons, balance advantages and drawbacks, and, with a clear, unbiased mind, pluck the right choice out of all those before him? You smile again. I take that to be a yes. But let us not pursue that line directly. Let us return to it obliquely. In due course. In due course. Yes. There have been many courses held in this room, as well as many meetings and interviews, but it is the courses which stand out in my memory. For example, ITIL Service Management Version 3. Even Version 3. ITIL V3. But again, some might say that with the changes in the wider world, such a methodology is beside the point. But I say that is wrong. I say that the methodology is sound, and we must regroup and prepare for further expansion. Good practice is having the right ideas. Best practice is seeing how to apply them in actual circumstances. Horses for courses, so to speak. But are you familiar with the methodology ITIL V3, Service Management? A curt nod. Very good. Marvellous.